Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Today I asked Megan Friedman to come back with us, and we're going to talk about the Free Medical Market Association. Now, they've got a big conference coming up this week, and we hope that you join us there. It's not too late, I don't think. It's not too late to get signed up. I want to invite you to go to fmma.org. That's fmma.org. And we're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing. I'm excited about it. You know, Megan, we welcome you to CSC Talk Radio again. How are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have long preached the story that I believe insurance is the problem with the medical field. And so I'm probably not going to ever get an insurance company to sponsor the show. That's okay with me. So, you know, I remember when I was a kid that you listen to the adults talk and so-and-so, they've got money and they bought medical insurance. Well, what they were talking about was major medical. Major medical insurance, in case something catastrophic happened. And only people that actually had money did that. And, or had some way. But then I think, you know, the insurance, their little heads got to spinning and their little brains got to seeing little dollar signs, and they decided, you know, we could take this up a notch or down a notch, whichever way you want to look at it. We can offer insurance to everyone and for everything during the day. I remember going to free clinics for the vaccinations when I was a kid, you know. My mother was a registered nurse, and she a lot of times volunteered and helped with that. But then insurance came in to the scene, and everything got more expensive. And now I remember them talking about lawyers being such as ambulance chasers. Well, I kind of see the insurance company and the pharmaceutical companies that way now. They're chasing after people and preying on their fears and manipulating the prices and the costs of things in the medical field.
It really started with the networks. The PPO networks is when
and
it
the HMOs.
Really came.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I happened to be working in the medical field at that time, and I know, and I think we talked about this last week when you were on, I know what a confusion it caused, in particular to our elderly patients at that time. And, of course, that was, I know you probably don't want to get political, but that was when Hillary Clinton was fixing the health care. So that was just the beginning, and before you had the 80-20, you know, but now
they call that better living through legislation.
It's really worked well for
us. Every single problem must be legislated.
I think the problems are the legislation.
Well, yes, exactly.
Well, I'm excited about the Free Medical Market Association. I want to thank those two men who got this ball rolling. And we need to really get a lot of doctors signed up with you, and we need to get a lot of patients signed up with those doctors to understand that they can put this back in their own hands, where the patient and the doctors can once again have control over the health of your own health. You know, right now we've got insurance companies standing between them, and we need to put it back in the hands of the doctor
and the government.
Oh, yes.
Can't forget about the insurance companies and the government and the big hospital systems.
Yeah. Oh, my, yes. Well, let's just talk about, we'll get into the conference, but let's just talk about the gist and the what the Free Market Medical Association is really trying to do and how we can help here as listeners and as CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you, Beth. The Free Market Medical Association is really trying to connect the buyers and sellers of healthcare goods and services with less interference or no interference from third parties in the government. And that is our mission statement. The buyers of healthcare are, you know, the self-funded employer, the patient themselves, and the sellers are the medical professionals. And, you know, in every other industry, you have a buyer and you have a seller, but we have been led to believe that healthcare is different. Mm-hmm. And we believe that taking it back to the original way healthcare was, where the patient and the doctor decided what treatment was best for them, and they had a conversation about the cost and the quality beforehand. And that is really our goal.
Well, and putting it back into the hands of the patients and the doctors is so essential for not just for the cost, but for the efficiency of the care. Because it's, you know.
And for the quality.
That's what I guess
you know,
I mean
and
when
and
I say
quality,
efficiency.
Yeah.
Yes, because right now there was a day and time in my life when I really had a hard time with a certain part of my anatomy, and the doctor knew that I was just prone to have this issue, and so when it would flare up, he wanted to jump ahead. We'd already done the minor things, the first steps, so he wanted to jump ahead, but when those PPOs came in, they didn't allow that. No, you got to start back here. So you had to start from the very beginning all over again, which we had already done, you know, and then work our way back up. So it was just a waste of time, a waste of money, and ended up having to have the fine.
So much of that going on. You know, you're aware, Beth, that last week I got a real education. I thought I was already educated in the medical community and how everything worked. But last week, my husband was admitted to the hospital with kidney stones. And most people know those are super painful and they can actually be kind of dangerous.
Yes, they can.
I got a brand new level of understanding about just everything that stands in the way of good patient care. It's, you know, I have a health plan. But again, it's a self-funded health plan. And, you know, I wasn't worried about them standing in the way, but all the other things that got in the way was the electronic medical records that are mandatory. Mm. The nurses couldn't pull their head out of their computer long enough to actually have a conversation with my husband about what he needed and, you know, how he was feeling. And everything was, well, that's not in the computer. It's not in the computer. It says it's different in the computer. You know, and they just had such a rough time, and everything that we were running up against was either a federal rule, a state rule, or a hospital system regulation for that particular hospital system. And all the people that were providing the care were just pawns in this great big machine that, you know, is all designed to make money and not necessarily to improve patient care. And it was just really eye-opening.
You know, it is an eye-opener. I mean, I went through that several years ago with my husband, and it's, you know, you want to tell him, you know, I'm telling you what it is. Get your nose out of the computer and look me in the eye, and I'm telling you the computer has a mistake or it's just inefficient. It's only as good as the people that put the data in anyway. And then they make you go over it and over it and over it. And, you know, my husband, and I'm sure yours was, he was getting terribly, terribly ill. Because it wasn't just that it was the kidney stone, it was trapped, and he had an infection now, and, you know, they just sat there and kept, you know, and I kept taking him back and forth to the doctor, back and forth to the hospital, because he wasn't getting any better. And I looked at him, because they said, well, you have an option of allowing us to go in and get it. And I said, I'm just telling you, if it's me, I'd have him go get that sucker.
Right.
We're going in.
You know, it was funny, because they spent more time asking about nicotine, alcohol, and abuse than about his current medical condition.
I gotta say,
asking him if he felt safe.
Right now, I just feel pain and nausea. We're going into a break. Free Medical Market Association. Look them up. FMMA.org. FMMA.org. And Megan and I will be right back to tell you more about what's coming up. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's been a Monday in the office already here, Megan. I've had trouble. I had a show just before this one, and the connections on the phones wouldn't work, and my computer doesn't want to print. I'm trying to bring up our schedules and everything for the conference because
I'm
wanted
here.
To,
I'm here.
Well, it must be some kind of a plot.
Yes,
but
a Monday plot.
It is a Monday plot. I'm excited about the Free Medical Market Association because I feel like it's taking things back into our own hands, be it the doctors or be it the patients. We're putting them back in our own hands, and our care is going to be what we decide to do, not what the government or the insurance companies tell us we can do. They want to tell us what our options are. We want to have that between the patient and the doctor, and they've been standing between the patient and the doctor. It's gone just as bad for the patient as it has for the doctor. Maybe some of the patients don't realize that, but the doctor's hands have been tied behind their back, so to speak, with a lot of the care that they want to give their patients because the insurance company is calling the shots, and the national health care is not the answer. It's not going to make it cheaper. It's not going to make it more cost efficient. Nothing the government ever got their hands on ever became more efficient.
Agreed.
And so this is exciting to me because it's Americans taking back control of their own health care. when they say healthcare in D.C., they're talking about insurance. When we say healthcare, we're talking about caring about your health and well-being. If you get sick, you go to the doctor. You know, I don't like to go to doctors a whole lot. It's not my favorite thing.
Luckily, I love my doctor. I have a direct primary care provider, and she's amazing.
Well, I can love them all I want. I don't like to see them, though. I just prefer not
to
go.
That's true. I think I spend so much time around doctors that it doesn't even occur to me anymore with, you know, with so many of our members being physicians and surgeons. I talk and hang out with physicians all the time. So I'm always really safe if something happens to me when I'm at one of my FMMA events.
You feel well taken care of. That's like having,
yes, I feel
that's,
well taken
that's
care
like
of.
Having a well-armed bodyguard. You've got
right,
it all taken care of.
Giving me vitamins and water and asking me if I need something and feeling my forehead to make sure I'm not too stressed out. So.
Well, I need to hang around those doctors, maybe. I need to hang around
yeah.
those kind of friends. That,
they're amazing people. My members are so amazing.
Well,
just amazing relationships and friendships and partnerships that we've formed through this association are just, it's such a blessing.
I know Dr. Keith Smith. I had talked to him several mm-hmm. times, had him on the air a couple of times, talked to him off the air, and he was just amazing, just, you know, funny. He and I chuckled quite a bit together, and I told him, I said, you know, I really don't like to go to doctors. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. He laughed. He says, I'm a doctor that doesn't like to go to a doctor.
Right. So I was going to say, he doesn't like to go to the doctor either.
So we had a lot in common.
Yes.
But, you know, most of us want to be healthy and not have to go to doctors. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. And right now, your insurance is so complicated. It's so convoluted, as a good friend of mine always mm-hmm. said, you know, that, you know, when you do finally go to the doctor, you do have to have a procedure of some kind done. You end up just confused trying to figure out all the paperwork that has to be done. It just drives my husband crazy. He says, did this happen? Did mm-hmm. that happen? And I go, no. No, and he goes, because they don't, you know, they've got the special codes, and they've mm-hmm. you know, all this, and if it doesn't get coded properly.
Oh, I know about all the codes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So we got to go around all the coding.
ICD-10 rollout was a nightmare. I mean, you went to, tens of thousands of codes, including such gems as sucked into a jet engine second encounter. You know, because apparently that's going to happen twice. There's a lot of those.
Catching
firewall on water skis.
You know,
those things actually exist in the code.
That's crazy. Well, I know years ago when I was in it, it was just starting to get complicated, and it's a lot more complicated mm-hmm. now. There were several of them in the medical clinic that I worked at. They were starting to do things on the side to file insurance for people. You know, I'll take care of that mm-hmm. for you. And, you know, because it was so complicated, and they were familiar with it like you are because they lived, eat, and breathed it, you know. But these, mm-hmm. especially our elderly patients, and I guess I'm that now because it's all too complicated for me. But, you know, they were just really
complicated
confused.
For me, and I work in it every day.
Which means there's a problem.
Yes, agreed.
Which
you know, somebody
means,
with 15 years of experience can have, you know, issues understanding all of this stuff as well. I mean,
well, I think
it's crazy.
I think it's complicated by design. And
and the AMA is behind, the American Medical Association is what's behind all these codes.
Yes.
And they actually sell them. And, you know, I don't know a single doctor who is actually a member of the AMA. They are supposedly the organization for physicians. But I don't know any physicians that actually like them or want to be involved with them. They're more like a political lobby machine that just says they're talking on behalf of doctors.
I know that I used to see when I worked in that medical clinic for a while, I was the switchboard operator. And mm-hmm. my other job, since I was stuck in the corner and couldn't leave, they brought in all these files that stack up on top of each other, you know, and I sorted mm-hmm. the mail. I sorted the mail for all the doctors. So I saw a lot of those mm-hmm. things, and it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. And, they're a big problem because they are lobbyists, and they are pushing mm-hmm. for this national health care, and they're pushing for this confusion and taking the control away from the patients and the doctors. They're not the doctor's friend and they're not the patient's friend. They're taking care of themselves.
Well, I mean, in big healthcare, the, you know, big hospital systems, big insurance, and those lobbying groups are responsible for $8 billion in lobbying and donations of campaign funds. So, you know, those of us that are not part of those big systems and don't believe that those big systems are the way we need to go, we don't have the same kind of funds they do, but we do have a message that resonates with people.
Well, we're going to work on that message, and we're going to get FMMA branded so that you become what the people look to. They're not going to look to some insurance company and these companies out there. This is for the reason we're doing this. I'm going to talk to my listeners. I just dropped my pen. We're going to talk to the listeners here. The reason we're doing this is for you. You need to be telling your doctor about FMMA. Do you all have pamphlets that we could help hand out or maybe pass out? And we also want your company, the company your husband or that you work for, they need to know about FMMA because it's going to be more cost effective, and we need to get more doctors signed up. More doctors is more choices. We need to get more patients involved, and we need to get more companies, employers involved. And that's what we want to do with this. Now, you said this is your fourth annual conference?
Yes, ma'am. It is year four, and it's going to be even better than the years before. Every year it gets a little bit better.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm going to be there. We're coming, and we're going to have a booth. I have my little banner. We're going to have somebody help hang that because I'm too short. So we're going to have somebody help hang it.
We can help you with that. I'm also too short, but my husband will be there.
Well, I was going to say, somebody in the conference center ought to have, they ought to have some helpers running around there with telling you how you can hang them and whatever.
Right.
But we're there because we believe in... we believe in the Republic, and the Republic is about independence. National health care run by the government is not independence. And so we're going to throw that out there, Megan, because that's what I'm about. And I'm about putting the control back into the hands of we the people. And we the people includes doctors, it includes patients, it includes employers, it includes lots of people here in America, and they don't know about you yet. And we want to make that we want to make that different. We want to change that. I want my listeners to understand they do have a choice. So
they do have a choice. You know, people think that they have to go where their physician refers them because the physician is employed by a hospital system. They don't have to do that. They think they have to use their insurance card. You know, they don't have to do that. We are all free American citizens over the age of 18 years old, and we have rights.
Absolutely, we have rights. We're going into a break, and we're going to talk about details. Details about the conference when we come back, because we'll be heading into, well, we're just about the bottom of the hour. If you've got questions, give us a call at 1-800-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You've got some questions about FMMA? Megan will be happy to talk with you. 877-895-5410. And Megan and Beth Ann for Freedom. We'll be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today with Megan Friedman with FMMA. You know, we had a revolution. It was fought by a people for people. In order to win independence, to be responsible for their own lives, businesses, families, education, jobs, and yes, health. Nancy Pelosi made a comment several years or so ago that the founding fathers would want Obamacare. No. They wouldn't have wanted government to control a person's care or their health. While it looks like we're heading to national health care, insurance care control, we have another choice. Yes, you can choose FMMA, Free Market Medical Association. I want you to join us in Oklahoma City. It's coming up August 17th through the 19th. I know that's that is this weekend. And we learn how you can join the health revolution and be a beacon. Be a beacon as an employer. Be a beacon as a caregiver. Be a beacon as a patient. Be a beacon and take control of your health. We need We don't need government controlling our health, is what I'm trying to say. We can care for each other. We can be a beacon. FMMA.org is where you need to go, or you can call to register, find out more about them at 866-901-FMMA, or just the numbers, 866-901-3662. It's August 17th through the 19th, and we're asking you to be a beacon and join the health revolution. That's my little plug for you today. How'd you like that?
That's great. That was great.
We've got a caller. We have Larry from Missouri with a question. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I've got a question. I'm on disability because of bad lower back, and I'm on Medicaid and Medicare. We all know that the CEOs, they pretty much own the hospitals, and the big stock market stuff are ran by the hospitals. And the doctors work for the hospitals, so they pretty much own the doctors. So how is her plan different? How she's going to see Medicare and Medicaid, they've got a bunch of bundle of people on their plans, which makes their cheaper. How can people like me afford something that I can't afford?
I understand. Larry, I'm going to give you that phone number. Do you have a pencil that you can write that down and you can call them and talk to them?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a pencil. It's 866-901-3662. That's 866-901-3662, and you'll be talking to someone with the Free Medical Market Association. Now, we're having a typical, well, it's not typical. I think this Monday's a little untypical, but we lost Megan, but we have her back. We have her back.
I think somebody's up to something.
I think so. You know, somebody texted me and they said it was the Russians. And Russians,
there you go.
The Russians are affecting Monday talk shows. Did you hear Larry's question? I can have him ask it.
No,
again.
I did not.
Larry,
no,
can you ask
not.
Your question real quickly one more time?
Okay, well, I'm on Medicare and Medicaid because I got a little bad lower back. How is she going to compete with, there's bundles of people on Medicare and Medicaid. How is she going to compete with the hospitals? The CEOs own the hospitals and the doctors work for the hospitals. How is hers going to be different? Does she have her, do they have their own hospitals? Because we know the hospitals were failing back in the 90s. That's why all this healthcare stuff came about.
Okay.
Well, Larry, FMMA is not an insurance product of any kind. It is just an association where people can come to us to find out information about providers who have embraced the free market and offer bundled cash pricing. We do have many members and partners that are on Medicare and Medicaid, but they still decide to use, for example, a direct primary care physician instead of a Medicare or Medicaid physician because they get better care. We can't really compete with the government because, you know, they're putting price controls in and all of their, but, you know, it's, you know, for those who choose to do so that may have Medicare or Medicaid, they can go outside of those programs to get better quality care at a low cost if they choose to do so.
But if they can't afford it, how can they go get it? If they, you know, I mean, I can't afford the health care.
I mean, it's up to each individual patient. I know that there are quite a few of our members who have actually had charity care performed by some of our free market facilities. You would just have to check with those folks to see if it's something you would that they would be willing to do. I know Dr. Keith Smith has said numerous times that he would rather do something for free than to try to get paid by the government because it's actually more efficient for him to do so.
That's a rebel.
You know, a lot of our members feel the same way. If there's truly someone in need, I know that there was, for example, a child who needed a cochlear implant and the local nonprofit hospital quoted them, a great price for this so that they could show it as being charity. They ended up going to Surgery Center of Oklahoma to get that done, and the surgeon donated his time. They donated the facility, and they donated everything to get that child the cochlear implant that he needed for no cost. So, I mean, there are options. Again, you know, we can't necessarily compete. The word compete with the government. I mean, but we can help people if they need something that either is not covered by Medicare or Medicaid, or they don't have a good, high-quality provider in their area, if they choose to do so.
So, Larry, the phone number that I gave you, you need to call that and see if there is a one of the FMA doctors in your area that you can use or see.
We have quite a few in Missouri.
So that would be where to start. Okay.
That phone number, what was that phone? 866-901-3662?
Yes.
Was that the number?
Yes, that is the number. 866-901-3662. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
that's where to start. And if you're listening in another state, she said there's several here in the state of Missouri, but I know that they have them across the nation, but you don't have enough yet. We need to have more.
I have about 300, and I need to be double that. So
you need to be more than double that. We need to really have, you know, we need to have every doctor that is giving care. I was going to ask you, because Larry kind of mentioned this, but a lot of the clinics that you go to, they're sponsored or they belong to a hospital association in the local area. And so they are, as he was saying, the physicians are really employees of the hospital. And that's what we're that's what we're trying to get away from here with FMMA. Correct?
And that's one of the things we're going to be focusing on at conference for those medical professionals in attendance, is how to free marketize your business, how to take control back of your business and stay independent. Despite all the government rules and regulations and that make it, you know, very costly to do so, we have some strategies for those folks to help them remain independent. So one of our main goals is to help those physicians not get bought out by a hospital system.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that, you know, just like any other occupation, these doctors, especially the young doctors, they come out of college and they've got this huge debt on them. So they take a job with one of the hospitals, and next thing you know, they're kind of, you know, stuck. You know, they really can't practice as they want to because they've got to answer to the hospital system. And as all of us do. I mean, we have a boss to answer to.
The Benjamin Rush Institute is actually an association for medical students, and they have partnered with us to send students every year to conference through scholarships. We raise money to help those folks come in so that they understand that there are other opportunities out there that don't involve having to take a job with a hospital system.
Well, that's fantastic. I want you to repeat that when we come back from the break, because I want to hear a little bit more about that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Free Medical Market Association. It just makes sense, doesn't it? To get freed up away from insurance, away from the confusion, and put it back into the hands of the patients and the doctors. 877-895-5410. And Megan and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Megan Friedman of the Free Medical Market Association. They have a conference coming up, and it is this week. And I know you've worked really hard, like we talked last week about. You start working on the next one during the one you're currently in. Now, when we were before we went into that break, you were talking about some other, kind of encouraging students to come along. Let's mention that again, because that was very interesting to me.
Well, there is an association called the Benjamin Rush Institute, and they go by BRI, but you can look them up on the web at BenjaminRushInstitute.org. They are an association for medical students that gives the medical students training that they don't get in medical school. For example, how to run a medical practice once they've graduated. That is not included in medical school.
Okay.
And one of the things that we have partnered with them on, they are very big believers in the free market, and every year we raise funds to do scholarships for Benjamin Rush to send medical students to our annual conference.
That is awesome, and that's encouraging.
Students come and they learn, and they always have a great time, and they learn so much. And reading their summaries, after they get back to their respective schools are always so encouraging because they always learn so much.
That's encouraging because the young people coming out of college, you know, they do kind of get sucked into the world really quick. And so I think that's a great thing. I didn't know about that, but I'm not in the medical field, so mm-hmm. I didn't know about the Benjamin Rush Institute. So that's exciting.
Well, and we have many partner associations that we work together with to promote the free market in healthcare, whether it's to medical students, just college students, physicians, you know, self-funded employers, et cetera. And if people want to learn more about those, there is a section on our website called Our Partners, and they are all listed there.
Okay. And the website is simple, fmma.org. Doesn't get any simpler than that, fmma.org. Okay, we start this coming up this week. It's on starts on Thursday evening with a little reception time. That starts at 5 to 8. I want to talk about a little bit about the location of the event. The Skirvin, is that where it's at?
Yes, the Skirvin Hilton is actually a historical hotel in Oklahoma City. It's where the Thunder players and their other teams for the NBA come and stay when they're playing basketball in Oklahoma City. It is a very, you might run into some famous people while you're there. I mean, and not that that's a draw or anything, just thought I'd throw that out there. It is also supposedly haunted, which often brings people in because they, you know, they want to experience that. I have yet to experience that myself. But it is a historic hotel in downtown Oklahoma City. It is a beautiful location. We actually take over the entire second floor for our conference, and most people stay on site at the Skirvin. When you're not in session, there are tons of things to do downtown. And if you are there, you can come by our registration booth. And if you want some recommendations for restaurants or other activities, we can give those to folks as well. But the Skirvin is a beautiful hotel and event center, so we are so lucky to be able to have it there.
And if it's downtown, we can just get out and walk a little bit, you know, that'd be good.
Yeah,
too.
You can get out and walk, or you can Uber somewhere.
We
have great Uber in Oklahoma City.
Okay, well, I'm always excited when these events are all in one place, you know, in the hotels and all in one place, and I was pretty excited. I looked a little bit at the Skirvin Hilton, and I thought, well, this is going to be a very interesting and very beautiful place, facility. You know, they don't build them like that anymore. They just
No, they really don't. It is beautiful.
So we start out with kind of meet and greet with cocktails and a reception at on Thursday evening. I hope I get there in time. So we start out then.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave. I don't know how long it's gonna take me to drive it, but I'm gonna leave that morning. And so then the biggest part of the event is on Friday. So it starts out with a breakfast, and let's just talk a little bit about that. You've got the workshops for the doctors and workshops for others, and let's just talk about that some.
Well, the morning starts out pretty early, but it is a direct primary care workshop for those physicians who are thinking of becoming a direct primary care provider, or for those that already are and would just like to discuss with their peers, you know, the struggles and realities and successes of those things. Then the conference officially kicks off at 9 a.m. with co-founder Jay Kempton's opening remarks. We will talk about, over the next 5 or 6 hours, we will talk about everything from transparent pricing at facilities to self-funded plans and how they can work with free market providers. We will get a legislative update from Dr. Lee Gross. We will have a session on health share ministries, which is always a really popular topic recently. We will go through different individual breakout sessions. There's a different session for a buyer, a seller, or a vendor. So everybody will break out and have those discussions and then come back together. We have some very interesting discussions of how to think like a plastic surgeon, which I'm really looking forward to. And then that evening, our keynote speaker is Yuri Maltsev. Dr. Yuri Maltsev is a member of the Mises Institute and a professor at Carthage College, and he is going to talk about his defection from Russia back in the 90s, and he actually used to run the health program, the state health program for Russia. So that should be a very, very interesting topic, and he's very funny. So I would encourage folks, even if you can't attend the whole thing, you could buy tickets just to the keynote speaker and dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's Friday. Friday is jam-packed.
Friday is going to, you're going to keep everybody busy and hopping.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, when you have a lot of docs, you have to condense everything because they have patience. So we always try to shove as much content into a window of time as possible to get them in, educated, and back to their patients. And I'm sure their folks who are sick appreciate that.
Their patients always appreciate that. I used to think that whenever I was expecting my babies and I had to wait in the doctor's office for a long period of time because he had a delivery or something else, I'm thinking, you know, if I was that woman delivering, I'd kind of want him with me. I learned my patience pretty quick. But be a beacon. I really like
it. Saturday is going to be really fun as well. I'm looking so forward to the founders panel with Jay Kempton and Dr. Keith Smith. They are going to do a myth versus fact presentation that I've been helping them work on, and I'm very excited about. So, and we've got a few more sessions after that, and it ends around lunch.
And that is just fantastic, and it's also going to end with a tour with the, we'll have the opportunity to tour the facility there, the surgical center there in Oklahoma City. Thank you so much, Megan. We're out of time, and I know you have a busy day and a busy week.
Let's hope
Monday calms down. We get all the computers and everybody calmed down, because it's going to take all of us. You know, it takes all of us, as I say, to bring America home. And I'm gonna look forward to meeting you. I am looking forward to that, and I hope to see you. And if we can do anything while we're there to help you, just let us know, because it's all about all of us.
Looking forward to it.
It's all about all of us coming together, putting things back into our own hands, having that independence, and bringing America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.